Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is October the 26th, 2021. Well, yesterday we missed the devotion. My plate was full and I didn't get the opportunity to record. But anyway, sorry about that, and we will get back at it today. So today I want to discuss a well-known story in the Old Testament. Elisha and his servant are surrounded by the enemy. The army of chariots surrounding the house in which Elisha and his servants are staying. The servant wondered what they would do. And Elisha told the servant, "They that be with us are more than they that be with them." The servant must have thought that Elisha was crazy, because if you looked out the window, the hills surrounding there, the place they were staying, were full of the enemy. There were no allies in sight. It was Elisha and his servant against the entire enemy. Then Elisha prayed, and he prayed this in 2 Kings 6:17. And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. The eyes of the servant of Elisha could not see the spiritual reality until God opened his eyes. And once God opened his eyes, he was able to see. In our world today, we know that there are many who are blinded to the spiritual realities around them. Satan has blinded their eyes that they cannot see the truth. So how should we respond to this? We should respond in the same way that Elisha did. We should pray that the Lord would open their eyes so that they may see. You know, when we're thinking about someone believing or hearing the gospel, we can do all that we can do. We can be as faithful as we can be. We can share the gospel until we are blue in the face. However, if the Lord doesn't open the eyes of those with whom we are sharing the gospel, they will never see. Remember, the natural man receives not the things of God, for they are spiritually discerned. The only way they will understand the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ is if the Lord opens their eyes. So, as we pray for revival, as we pray for our lost loved ones, what should we pray? We should pray that the Lord would open their eyes so that they may see. That is the only way that they will see the gospel is something that we need, or they need. And so we pray, as Elisha prayed, for the Lord to open the eyes of the one that is blinded, to open the eyes of the one that cannot see. And when their eyes are open, they will be able to see the spiritual reality. And for the lost one, it is that Jesus Christ is truly the Messiah. He is the coming King of Kings. He is the one to reconcile them to God. He is the one that justifies us from our sins. His blood is that which covers our sins and gives us eternal life. There is no other way to have eternal life other than through Jesus Christ. So their eyes need to be opened so that they may see that. So let's pray that the Lord would open their eyes that they may see. Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer today. God, we come to you in prayer knowing that you are sovereign in salvation. God, we know none are worthy to hear your gospel. God, we know that the hearts of men are wicked, full of sin. Knowing that, Lord, today we pray that you would open the eyes of those with whom we share the gospel. Lord, we pray that you would open the eyes of our friends and loved ones. Lord, give them ears to hear and eyes to see. Grant to them eternal life so that they may bring you glory. Thank you for the hope that we have in Christ and the knowledge that you can open the eyes of the blind. And we pray that you would do that today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Mark, signing off.